From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 5th. Hey Iris, July 5th, 10 stories, one trial, three reviews, six takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Olivia Noseda, leftover peach crisp. I always buy like five too many peaches at the store, especially if I'm prepping meals with peaches in them for the week, like these peach pie overnight oats and this peach and tomato deli container mocktail. So this crisp felt like the obvious next move with the leftovers. I truly think a fruit crisp is one of the best summer desserts. It's incredibly forgiving, lets really good fruit shine, and chances are you already have everything you need for the topping sitting in your pantry. Serve it warm with vanilla ice cream, or eat it cold straight from the fridge. You can't really go wrong. Leftover peach crisp serves 6-8. Prep time, 15 minutes. Bake time, 30-35 minutes. Ingredients for the filling. Read more next. Second, from Olivia Noseda, peach pie overnight oats. I don't make overnight oats a lot, but after this most recent recipe, I don't know if they're going to leave my meal prep rotation anytime soon. They're one of those recipes that take just a few minutes to throw together, keep well all week, and make busy mornings so much easier. This peach pie version tastes like summer, duh. And I add my favourite protein powder, so they're actually filling enough to keep me going. Lately, I've been reaching for them just as often as a midday snack as I have for breakfast. Pregnancy appetite? And they've been perfect for both. Peach pie? Overnight oat serves. 1. Prep time. 10 minutes. Plans overnight chill. Ingredients for the oats. Read more. Up next. 3rd, from Olivia Noseda, tomato and peach deli container, lemonade. This spicy peach and tomato deli container lemonade is exactly the kind of recipe I love most. It came together because I had leftover ingredients from my Herbie sesame chicken salad and peach pie overnight oats. Everything gets muddled into the brightest homemade lemonade that just tastes like summer. Reminder, some of the best recipes come from using what you already have. Spicy peach and tomato lemonade serves 1 32-oz drink. Prep time, 10 minutes ingredients. Read more. And then, 4th, from Olivia Noseda, Herbie sesame chicken salad. Is it just me, or is everyone is making chicken salad right now? The thing is, I'm not mad about it. It tastes delicious, is high protein, and can be used for so many meals throughout the week. So here's my version. A fluffy, creamy, Herbie sesame chicken salad with a tangy kick. Below you'll find the one bowl recipe to the chicken salad. It's so easy to make, as well as two corresponding recipes you can make with it. Chicken salad apple cups and the ultimate chicken salad sandwich. Herbie sesame chicken salad ingredients serves about 8 to 10 servings. 2 30-oz deli containers. Prep time, 35 minutes. Read more. Next. 5th, from Cooks Without Borders. Holiday on ice. Happy 4th. Just a quick note to offer a few outstanding recipes that require zero cooking. I'm making them free for all for 7 days. Paid subscribers always have access. Free subscribers can grab them while their paywalls are down. Enjoy! Sammy Tamimi's Watermelon and Feta Salad. The first comes from Boustany, the latest volume from one of my favourite cookbook authors. It's Tamimi's version of watermelon and feta salad, and it's the best one I've ever tasted, thanks to his brilliant dressing, which includes a dose of pomegranate molasses. Combine that with lemon juice, olive oil, honey, salt and olives, and pour it over a salad of watermelon, cucumber, feta, and sliced red onions strewn with mint, fresh verbena, or basil and nigella seeds. You won't believe how good this is. Scallop ceviche with coconut and avocado. A few years ago, I became obsessed with ceviche and created some wide-ranging recipes for them. The one shown above, starring scallops bathed briefly in coconut and lime, is at the top of my can't wait to make this again list right now. Iced coffee shakarato. I've been treating myself to one of these every day since summer clobbered us. In the morning, I'll have my habitual hot cup of joe. Then I take a walk before it gets too hot. And then I shake up one of these beauties. To ensure there's always cold coffee on hand, I make a couple cups of the hot stuff, let it cool, then keep it in the fridge to use the next morning. Have a beautiful holiday, and please stay safe and cool. Lots of love. Leslie P.S., in case you missed this last year. This gorgeous shrub is splendid to make while cherries are still around. Books purchased through the bookshop link above may earn me an affiliate commission. Thank you for using it to make your purchase. It helps support this endeavor. Subscribe now. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.